With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Sports fans, get ready. The Cayman Islands Classic NCAA Division I College Basketball Tournament is tipping off this Sunday and runs through Tuesday, November 26th. Over three action-packed days, 12 games will determine the 2024 Cayman Islands Classic champion. Games are scheduled daily at 11 a.m., 1:30 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7:30 p.m. Cayman Classic CEO Joe Wright is thrilled about this year's lineup, featuring eight strong teams, including some big schools and familiar faces from past tournaments.
Our strong teams this year, we got Boston College coming down. We got South Dakota State coming down. We got Missouri State, which is only like 45 minutes from my home. They're coming down in the Missouri Valley Conference. Then we got High Point University that's coming down for the first time, but their coach has been down here twice already. He was at Illinois State. So right. Illinois State has come down twice, and he got the head coaching job at High Point and decided preseason tournament, I'm coming to the Cayman Islands. And Old Dominion will be making their second trip down with a brand new coach, so we're excited about that. And Duquesne will be coming down for the first time. And Hampton University is a black university, first black university we've had come down to our tournament, so we're excited about them. And then we have Boise State, which will make their second trip down. They're a really strong team this year, so they just beat Clemson by 12 points. So I'm looking forward to the tournament, but I think my pick's probably going to be Boise State this year. To win it all. They're really good.
However, hosting such a major event comes with its challenges. Event manager Colin Anglin highlights the many components involved in organizing this tournament.
Fortunately, when you've been doing something for a number of years, it's supposed to get a little easier each time, right? Because, again, people are more familiar with it now. And in terms of your process, you know, you want to kind of build a template so that, you know, when it's that time to go, it's that time to go. You have to identify every touch point. You want to make sure that things run as seamless as possible. So, you know, we work very closely with Customs and Border Control and the Cayman Islands Airports Authority. So even from the very moment we receive our special guests, make sure that they have a smooth process coming through and greeting them, getting them onto the buses in a timely fashion, getting them to the hotels, getting them checked in and everything. And some of them want to get right into the action, want to train right away. You got to make sure, you know,
facilities are ready for
you,
them to train.
Yeah, you have the respective facilities. Now, again, there's a lot of different partnerships that go into play with that. So many, literally, we have a sheet that we work off of, and it's got to be like close to 300 different action points.
Right, of course.
Covering various aspects.
In addition to the games, Cayman Classic president Coach Voto Garo announced that two camps will be held the day before the tournament.
We have our annual KMAC sports camp on Saturday. That starts at 9 a.m. And all the young, promising future basketballers, they're encouraged to come out and be the camp. Camp starts at 9 a.m. on Saturday. It goes from 9 to 10, 10:15, and then we have the Special Olympic camp that will go for an hour after that. So we should be wrapping up by 11:30. Everything should be wrapping up for the camp, but it should be a morning of fun. You know, we have two top college players there. We have top player in Joe Wright there. So the kids have people to see and talk with as regards how they're going to attain their goals.
And don't forget, following the men's tournament, the women's competition will take place from November 28th to the 30th at the John Gray Gym. And Major League Baseball players are returning to the Cayman Islands, joined by college softball and baseball coaches for a series of youth clinics this weekend. Event organizer Bill Souza shared on Radio Cayman Sports Extra that seven professional baseball players and two professional softball players will be participating.
The two girls, Kaylee Crutchfield and Cassie Matlock, they both played at Western Alabama University. I know Kaylee is coached at the community college level a little bit, and Cassie's actually playing professional baseball in Canada.
Name for us the seven baseball players that are coming?
Absolutely, yeah. We already talked about Reggie, and then we also have Nico Goodrum is coming back. He was here with us in January. He's had a very good career. He's a second-round draft pick for the Twins. We have a couple of newcomers with a gentleman by the name of Cam Robinson. That's a pitcher in the Mets organization. We have a gentleman by the name of Fred Dabney coming, who had a good minor league career, but most of his career is as a minor league pitching coach. Cornelius Randolph is coming back. He's an exciting story. He was the number 10 overall pick in 2018, so he has that experience of hearing his name called on draft night in that first set. And then also going ahead, we're very excited because I know we have a lot of Marlins fans on island. Xavier Edwards is going to be joining us this year. So he's I even told Reggie today, I was like, no offense to the rest of you because we love you all, but obviously we have a lot of Marlins fans. And, since July when he was brought up to the Marlins, he's been the starting shortstop for them.
The youth clinics will take place this Friday, November 26th through Sunday, November 24th at the Field of Dreams. That's it for Radio K-Man's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.